I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
It's alive! It's alive!
What's your favorite scary movie?
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Oh, no, not the pig! Not the pig!
This is my boomstick!
Welcome back, creatures. I am Pina Palmer.
And I'm Grim Grinning Gabby.
And this is the Talkie Horror Podcast Show.
applause all around.
So we had planned for this to be out a little sooner. However, I got the COVID.
Dun, dun, dun. Somebody called the ambulance.
It sucked. It sucked a lot. So, but we're back. So I am back. And we're getting on track.
Hey, that rhymes.
So for today, we're going to be kind of putting ourselves out there to get, I would say, some hate, but probably some more.
They hate us.
Some people were not happy of our thought about Jake Gyllenhaal singing.
I'm in a store and I'm singing.
That's fine.
Wait. You guys were really mad that I basically said Jake Gyllenhaal can't sing. Well, I stand by it. Come at me. Yes. Throw the tomatoes. I don't care.
Get the pitchforks.
Why not?
Go for her. We're going to talk about movies that are popular horror movies that we don't agree with.
They're going to kill us.
This is the horrible truth, our unpopular opinion. Last episode, we said we would have someone join us, and we kept our promise. Ladies and gentlemen, we've killed her off many a times, and she keeps coming back.
Yes.
Like herpes.
You want to give a drum roll? Drum roll. That's not a drum.
We don't have a drum roll.
She's the funk master. I will put in a drum roll. Okay. I will. Drum roll, please. No, you don't need
no?
We have it. We have...
Oh, sorry, one more time. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Drum roll, please.
I hate you!
Oh, yeah, just to mention, you guys, if we have any kind of pun, you hear what, Gabby? Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce our special, special guest, please, if you are wearing headphones, try to refrain from turning them all the way up, because this particular person is of the Italian descent, and you know those Italians.
Italian girl.
They like to wiggle their fingers and yell from their bellies.
Forget about it!
So, ladies and gentlemen, the drum roll, please. She's Italian. She stands at 5'4". Ladies and gentlemen, creatures of the night, Jennifer Galasso.
Hi, I'm Jen.
Got 5 minutes' notice to figure out what I'm going to say on this.
You had 2 hours' notice.
It's a cat fight.
That's not even true.
This is what they came here for. I would watch this.
I have little to no research.
I have little to no research either. I just have my what? Opinions. But yes, like we said, the movies that you or majority of people mostly like, or at least the critics really liked, and that we didn't like. So unpopular opinion. Jen, you got anything to say? Nothing for once, thank God.
Finally, some peace and quiet.
Anyway, moving on. How should we start this off, Gabby?
I'll go first.
All right, Gabby's going first. Gabby, up next to the table is Gabby.
Hi, everybody. So this is a movie I don't enjoy.
I don't like it.
I haven't even seen the rest of them. And that is The Purge and The Purge franchise.
May God be with you all.
The weird thing is some people think that I've enjoyed it because I was cast in that scare zone for HHN.
For HHN.
Guess again.
I had long brown hair, and so I fit in that nightgown killer.
Wow.
Spot. And then...
She's perfect.
Long hair and your long legs.
What size shoe do you wear? Good, you're in.
Exactly.
It's pretty much how they cast at HHN.
Are you cool wearing a nightgown? Fire
do you
tower.
Have a pulse? Come down to HHN Hollywood.
Come on down!
Wait a minute, you're going to make a lot of people really angry because a lot of people take those jobs very, very seriously.
That's what this podcast is for.
They offend everyone.
I had to skip aggressively was my direction.
That's terrifying.
It was skip aggressively, because in the movie, they skip aggressively.
He's skipping!
I only saw the first Purge because I was like, let me see the role that I'm playing. And I was like, oh, she's just psycho.
What was your character called? Do you remember?
Yes. Yeah, so the character didn't have a name. It was just the brown hair killer. But
that's a great name.
We named her. In fact, our barker, he named me Jan because he felt that was an appropriate Caucasian name.
Hmm. Sure, Jan.
So on the mic, I would hear Jan, and that meant that I was summoned to skip aggressively towards the fire tower. The second year, again, I got cast in Purge as one of the gang members. So put my hair in braids, had a red mask, it was named Brady.
The Brady Bunch.
And because of that, people were like, you love Purge so much.
Your name was Brady?
Yes, because I had braids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another clever name.
So
is that
brilliant.
A pun? Brady because of braids.
Yes, but I don't like the Purge at all. I don't like it.
I agree with that one.
No, not you too.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm like, when you're laughing when a main character dies, you know movie is shit.
I like it.
No one cares.
Gabby, that's your choice, right? You don't like Purge.
Yeah.
I stand by what I said.
And if you guys agree with us of what we are about to make today, these statements, these horrendous horror statements, put it down below if you guys actually like The Purge or if you don't like any of The Purge series. We would like to hear your opinion on that, truly. Jen, you want to go or do you want me?
Yeah, sure, I'll go.
Oh, yeah. I'm in listening mode today.
Because you're up next.
So, for me, it's Us. 2019's Us.
Jordan Peele's Us.
Okay.
Yeah, I think after I saw Get Out, I was in. I love that freaking movie. I think it was perfectly written, so well done. I loved the cinematography. I loved everything. I loved all the actors in it. I loved the way it was acted. Just everything.
I loved it.
And then the next day, I watched Us.
Not Us. Not Sarah and I, Us.
Not you and Sarah.
Thank you.
Not Us. Not
okay.
The we. The movie Us from 2019, Jordan Peele's Us.
I think we get that now.
We get it!
I had such high hopes going into it. And I just really didn't get it because, like, the whole Hands Across America thing.
You take my little hand!
No!
I didn't understand that whole correlation of why we were doing it with that.
We are like the world.
We
are the children.
That is the voice of an angel.
There was like cool elements to it, but that movie was so overhyped for me and people thought it was so groundbreaking and I was just like, bruh.
Sometimes things are too artsy for its own good.
Yeah. Mm.
And I feel like that movie definitely crossed that line.
Yeah.
It did creep me out though.
You know what's really funny?
What, Jen?
I watched it on an airplane coming back from Hawaii.
Aloha.
And you know how they like censor random things and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny because I'm listening to it and it's like, they've got NWA F*** the Police playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then like when this lady gets murdered on like a living room carpet.
Not on my carpet!
The blood pool around her is like pixelated, like blurred. You can still see she's laying in a pool of blood, but they were like, nope, that's too much. We have to blur the blood pool.
The song is so fine.
It's like Japanese
the
porn.
Police. Yeah.
They literally just blur out things and you go, I can still see what's going
on.
I
know what's happening.
It's funny because I don't know this from my own experience, but you have told me this about Japanese porn.
Learn from me, folks. It's a waste of time. Those people, sorry. Well, now we know my deepest, darkest secrets.
I didn't need to hear that.
I think that music creeps me out.
I got
That is there's something about that song that I don't like, but in like a good way where it actually
it's
kind of
eerie.
It creeps me out. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable listening to it.
I like the soundtrack.
Maybe there's like some tones in it.
She doesn't like Hotel California.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's low vibration music. It does something to people's like brain waves. Mm-hmm. So I think that song has something and it makes me uncomfortable. And I don't like Hotel California.
I think it's
California.
The same
that
thing
rot
with,
hell.
With like music during the fireworks at Disneyland.
It's Disney.
I think there's something in it that just like immediately makes you sob.
Yes. Yes.
Why am I crying?
Like they say Billie Eilish's music is low vibration. A lot of rap music is low vibration because they hit a certain note that causes Some people say it causes insanity, depression, and like dark thoughts.
I will go insane and I will take you with me!
So it's like that whole thing where they're like, the music industry is corrupt, like in Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie and the Pussycats!
I love that movie.
Kind of the same thing, but there's something scientific to it. Orange is the new pink. Bye, bye, bye.
Who's a rock star?
I am.
I want a Big Mac.
Quote stuffing.
Dude, I love that movie. My senior portraits from high school.
Oh, your flipped out hair?
I had Rachel Lee Cook's f***ing little short flip out red, bright red. Oh, I used that fire engine red from Manic Panic from Hot Topic. Yes, I did.
So edgy.
She was styling. She was profiling. Juicy. She was Jen and the Pussycats.
Because it did have a hold. Unlike us to you and the purge for me.
Back on track.
All right, well, you guys just heard Jen. Go ahead and put it down below if you agree with Jen, if us didn't touch you the way that it was supposed to.
Wait, what?
Creep on here.
If us didn't touch you.
Does anybody think, I'm just gonna throw this out here, and I started laughing when I watched this movie, Us, and the first time I heard, what's her name, who plays the main character?
Lupita Nyong'o?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I killed it. Look at me crush it.
Yes, you did.
Nailed it!
Okay, so Lupita, right? Lupita's character of the red under person.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people made fun of her voice, because it was like, Now, I think her performance was fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Especially because she had to play two different characters.
Right.
Yeah.
However, that voice change, I'm like, did anybody connect that voice to the frog from Gullah Gullah Island? Did anybody?
Gullah Gullah.
Binya, binya,
Am I crazy for thinking that, though?
Well, now I hear it.
Wait, wasn't his name was Binya the Pollywog, right?
Oh, me?
Something like that.
And the island was Gullah Gullah.
Yeah, Gullah Gullah Island. But he was like a yellow frog.
And let's play together in the bright sunny weather. Let's all go to Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah. Like, I swear to God, as soon as she started talking, I had like a flashback to my childhood. And I was like, why am I happy?
I don't think that is what Jordan Peele was aiming for.
Why am I thinking of a pollywog?
Maybe he was. Gullah Gullah Island is the prequel to Us.
It's like...
Yeah, well, I guess it's my turn. Here I go.
Here we go.
I'm opening the door. I'm stepping up to the plate. So here is my thought process. Oh my God, I feel like I'm
about to... Why do I feel like I'm nervous?
Well, my palms are sweating and my pulse is racing.
I do not get the hype over Get Out.
You're wrong.
Oh,
shut up.
Jen's gonna push you, not me.
Jen, this is my podcast, and you don't get to come in here and just say that. You had your say. This is my say.
I let you speak. Now let me speak.
I do not like the movie Get Out. And here are my reasons.
Leave.
What?
Right now.
It's too late.
I'm sorry, sir. I feel like you won't listen to me.
I hate you all.
I would like to hear why.
I would tell you.
Shut up! Just shut up!
Jesus. Okay, so I don't like the movie Get Out. And here is the reason why. I saw this movie later than everybody else did, okay? So all this time I have been hearing about how amazing this movie was, how different it was, the twist in it was amazing.
What a twist.
And directed by Jordan Peele. So this was his, what would you call it? His coming out. His staple that I think would put him on the map. So, and we all knew Jordan Peele from more comedy. So him doing this was a complete 180.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I finally sat down and I watched it, and at the end of it, I just went, meh.
How can you live with yourself?
What I liked about it was the acting is great. I'm not denying that in any shape or form. The casting was amazing and the storyline was okay. The twist I saw coming a mile away.
Oh, really?
But the reason why the twist wasn't as big to me as it was maybe for other people is because I felt like I've seen this movie before.
You can't be serious.
And what I mean by that is before I saw Get Out, a couple years back, I saw a movie called Skeleton Key.
That's exactly what I was just gonna say, a skeleton key.
And this movie was with Kate Hudson.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
She is like a caretaker and is supposed to take care of these two old people that live out in the middle of like Southern.
I thought it was New Orleans.
In New Orleans, we jazz it up with Zatarain.
It might be New Orleans.
That feels right.
Yeah. As I was watching Get Out, I was like, this is Skeleton Key. Just, it's Skeleton Key, but just reversed.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Instead of, you know, the white people take the black people and using their brain and inserting it with science, it was the black people taking white people or people that they like as vessels and using voodoo.
Voodoo!
It's the same concept, just swap. And that's why when I saw the ending, I went, hey, this is Skeleton Key.
Very good speaking voice.
Like, I've seen this before. I have seen this concept before. So every time everybody was talking about this movie, of like,
we've never seen it before. We didn't see it coming. Oh my God, this movie's crazy. And I'm like,
this
then y'all
voice.
Have never.
Carmen?
It's her podcast character voice.
Well, you know, y'all have never seen Skeleton Key. Because if you did, then you could see the comparison between these two movies. Now, however, one was definitely written better than the other. I'm not saying Skeleton Key is the movie of all movies. No. It's not.
This year's award goes to
Skeleton Key.
It wasn't a box office hit. It kind of was like a sleeper and was
gone.
Yeah,
I watched it once. I've never seen it since.
It was whatever.
It was okay.
But same concept of where it's like they numb the people and they can't speak that have been taken over before. But the reasons
and they,
were
like, possess them.
Yeah. It's voodoo. It's voodoo that she was doing.
Hoodoo. The voodoo.
The voodoo.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
Babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
But that's why. So you guys can throw rocks at me. Go ahead. Here I am. Go ahead. Hit me in the head.
Rock me like a hurricane.
Don't care.
Here I am.
You know another movie I don't like?
What?
I don't like hostels.
You mean like the hotel?
Or I was fine with Saw 1, but then it just got crazy. Once it becomes too, like, gore and, like, what can we do to shock them?
Bigger and better than ever!
Like, how can we just have more blood?
It's too much! It's too much!
And then Saw just kept going and I got lost. And I was like, wait, is he alive or is he dead? Wait,
well, I just want to know where he got the money to get these machines. How do you get that big broiler?
How did he do it?
Amazon? Who's renting him this warehouse? I have questions.
Yeah, isn't he like paying for cancer treatments and stuff? And like,
yeah, and everybody knows that'll bankrupt you real damn quick.
Right.
Help me, I'm poor.
No.
And the puppet, that costs money to keep Jigsaw.
Puppets. I've always hated puppets.
He's at least whimsical. He's Jim Henson Gacy. You know, just a little bit whimsical.
I know you've seen it because I've shown you. But have you seen on YouTube Living with Jigsaw?
I want to play a game.
Okay, well, I want to take a shower. So.
If you guys haven't seen that on YouTube, please, it's old, but it is good. Yeah, there was Saw 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1 billion, gajillion, fifillion, shabadoodle-million.
Final chapter. Just kidding, because then we had Jigsaw.
How many are there?
And that was 2017. And then 2021, Spiral, with Chris
so
Rock.
Keep my wife's name out your No!
I'm going to.
And Samuel
Let's
Jackson.
Name it something that doesn't make sense so the audience that you did have won't go see it.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on.
But yeah, like Saw and Hostel after a while, I was like, I don't like these.
I don't like it.
And they keep making them. And I'm upset because I have told people
like
I don't like them.
They're like the Fast and Furious of horror.
It's true.
They just need family. To stop.
I want to go fast.
You know what movie I didn't like?
Now what?
That I think was completely advertised to us wrong. I will say this, the advertisement for it was amazing and I think got a lot of people on board.
All aboard.
But then as soon as you did watch it, you were bored. Pun. And it was called Malignant.
Oh God, yeah.
But that's how scary.
And how they marketed this film was it looked like a ghost story.
Hi, I'm Casper.
Or some kind of, you know, D word.
What, Dick?
Demon of some kind or ghost. And the cinematography in it was really cool.
Beautiful.
They created these sets of this house and this girl running through the house and the lighting. It's James Wan, I think. Mm-hmm. And he does really cool lighting with everything that he does. And it was shot awesome. And it was just like a ghost chasing her in the house. And it was so cool. They made it really intense. And you're like,
that was so intense.
I can't wait to see this. It's another scary ghost haunting kind of a movie. So we sat down, all of us friends. We were excited to watch this because everybody online was going, this movie rocks. Like, this is so different. James Wong redeemed himself. It's not the typical pop-out scares that you see. Yeah.
They were wrong.
This damn movie ain't anything about ghosts.
No ghosts here.
At all.
Not at all.
You lied to us!
This movie turned into a weird psychological thriller at first. Slowly, somehow...
It just 180'd.
Turned into a Matrix action super villain Voldemort on the back of her head. I'm not kidding.
I've
Gabby,
never seen this.
I am not kidding.
You've got to watch it.
Spoiler alert, there's an entity. All this shit is actually her that she's like running from, and it's attached to the back of her head like her dead twin.
It's like her, what's the word?
Like fucking Voldemort. They did it like Voldemort. You know how he's like Professor Squirrel's back of his head?
It's like a head injury that like brings it alive again. And so when she sleeps, it's awake.
Good morning.
Spoilers.
And takes over her body. And apparently, he is quite the karate expert.
I'm excited to watch this now.
And the outfits he decides to wear, too, are like Matrix. And he's kicking ass. If this movie turns into an action shot Matrix movie.
It's
and they
true.
Never marketed this movie that way. Not fucking once. It looked like a damn ghost story.
Liar!
It looks so stupid, too, once you, like, actually see the Voldemort face thing on the back of her head. It's so dumb.
Yes.
It's so dumb.
Let's see the gross half of your face. That nose better be piggy.
It's very misleading. Let's just put it that way.
You know how you, like, watch some trailers for horror movies and you're like, dang, I wonder if you, like, gave away everything and you showed all the best parts of the trailer. They literally show you nothing in this trailer.
Get nothing. You lose.
Oh, there's also a part in this movie where the woman, the girl, she gets caught in jail because
she's in jail,
she's in jail with all these other women.
What? Jail? You're gonna put her in jail.
And I don't know who did the casting or who did the costuming looks, but it was like all the stereotypical women that you would see like in jail. Like
a hooker.
More women!
But there was somebody in an afro, Gabby, like a fake afro, like in a disco outfit. And mind you, this is modern day. This isn't time period.
Okay, maybe you guys can answer this for me. I'm not very experienced in jail because I'm a goody two-shoes.
Oh, good for you!
But like, why was there like 50 people in that gigantic cell that they had?
The holding cell?
There was a holding,
Well, yeah, but at, like, where do they have a giant holding cell where they just bring in a
in
city load of people in?
I think they...
Movie magic!
You've clearly never seen Golden Girls when they got put in jail.
Arrested for prostitution! I can't believe it!
Holding cells are smaller, but they're right in front of all of the police officers.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you can see, and they're open.
Yeah.
So.
In fact,
this one's
but
gigantic.
Unless you're going to be Matrix.
It fits like a ton of people.
Well, this woman also has a face on the back of her head.
Yeah, I know. Suspension of disbelief, I know.
You know?
I just got to get over that detail.
And his character... loves leather.
Something that says leather daddy?
I don't know where he finds this coat either. He's like, I'm gonna turn you into this evil person. And I'm gonna kill people in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. But first, I'm gonna put on this sweet, sweet trench coat that I found in your closet because this is the look of
death. This is my
death.
Villain origin outfit.
Nice shiny coat.
Wow, I cannot wait to watch this. You know a movie I watched recently that I stopped?
What was it?
Alien.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Why?
I was just watching it.
Obviously.
It's like, I don't think I like this movie anymore.
Tell me how you really feel.
I was like, there's nothing exciting. I don't know. I outgrew it. And I was like, well, I don't want to watch this
Well,
anymore.
Now people are just going to throw alien pod eggs at you now.
And that's fine. I mean, I love Predator more than Alien, but like...
Really?
Is that a statement or a question?
I do.
I don't.
The end.
Like, I like the other aliens. I just, Alien 1, I was like, I don't...
Maybe it's the setup you don't like.
Maybe.
I've never seen Alien.
Kill her!
It's not my favorite. Oh, I don't like sci-fi.
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars!
I don't like sci-fi. I really don't. Unless it's a terrible B-movie. Because then it's just funny as hell.
It always makes me laugh.
It was just one of those things where I couldn't. I was like, oh, I don't like aliens anymore. Or at least Alien. Because Aliens is the second one.
This girl is smart. She's really smart.
I think the reason I like Predators is because I do like action movies.
Ugly motherfucker.
I was always just like, why does he have dreadlocks?
Because it's cool.
You just don't get it.
It was the time, man. Irie, man.
Was that supposed to be a Jamaican accent?
It got really Irish.
It did.
Did it?
He's Jamaican, man.
Moving on.
I had not seen Exorcist until Sarah was like, sit the fuck down, you were watching this shit.
Sit down.
Because I never watched that movie because my mom was super Catholic.
Catholic boat.
And she had seen it in theaters and she was like, I was praying the rosary when I went home and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, that movie scared me. It was so horrible and disgusting.
Santa Maria.
I sat here on the couch and I watched it and I was like, Jesus Christ, get to the point. Yo, this, I was bored out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Get to it.
And I was like, okay, the 5 minutes of scariness in it, I was still like, meh. Like, I get that it was groundbreaking in the 70s, but it does not hold up.
She lies. She lies.
You know, there's certain things that you can watch that are old.
Like old people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like Nightmare on Elm Street still holds up.
Sure.
Exorcist, absolutely.
You don't know shit.
Right. I mean, I disagree with you.
Fight.
You just like Tubular Bells, let's be real.
Dude, I jammed to that jam. Song.
Yeah, I do. A Halloween theme song, too. I turned that John Carpenter bullshit on.
Yeah, horror. That's my jam.
The way you can know when Sarah's coming down the street is if there's some horror soundtrack happening.
Or
there are killer clowns.
It's killer clowns from outer
dead.
Space. Or one of my favorites, Halloween Town.
Yep.
Oh, that's true.
That's my jam, son.
Or when she takes you to the old Victorian neighborhood.
Oh, and then
And she
have to wait.
She plays the Edward Scissorhands soundtrack.
I do.
As we go through this Victorian neighborhood.
Now, here's the thing about Sarah.
She's a grade A bitch.
She is in Echo Park. Great tour guide.
On with the tour.
Because she wants to submerse you.
Immerse.
Be right. Thank you. She wants to have you be immersed and then submerge your face into this because it really does excite her and it's fun. It is fun and it's also adorable to watch her be like, watch this.
I like taking people to movie locations.
Yes.
Come with me.
There is a Victorian home area in the heart of LA, in just crap LA, right near Echo Park, and they keep this area nice and clean. It's a home of Victorian mansions. And on this street, some of the houses are from movie homes or TV show homes, like Charmed was filmed there. That's the Charmed house. And then two doors down, you get Michael Jackson's Thriller house, AKA Teen Witch House. But every time we turn the corner and I bring people to it, I have to put on Edward Scissorhands because I think it's the Ice Dance song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Avon calling.
And I have to play it because the music needs to match how whimsical that street is.
Everything has to be perfect.
I remember I was sad about a boy and Sarah's like, get in the car.
Get in, loser.
Get in the car right now. I'm going to take you to the Michael Jackson Thriller House.
You like Michael Jackson?
I do.
This Michael Jackson.
And that's my favorite, is that Sarah's love language.
Damn.
She's really good at setting the scene, and she knows she knows how to make it an experience.
Well, I like making it match.
Yeah.
Moving on.
People are going to tell me to get out on this one. A movie I've fully never seen all the way through. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original.
Get out.
So, growing up, we all know the stories. My mom loves horror, blah, blah, blah.
Also, you're from Texas.
Exactly. We were not allowed to watch that film.
It is forbidden.
That film was banned. We weren't allowed to because it was loosely based off of...
Your mother's family.
No, it was based off of a family in middle of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Where this happened. The girl was kidnapped by a family. This and that. My mom was like, I don't want you to watch a movie where people are profiting off of this poor family.
That's very nice of your mother.
She was a nice woman.
The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that movie, let me tell you, anything with f***ing hillbillies gets under my skin.
Under my skin.
I'm telling you, Hills Have Eyes, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like, I will creep fuck out.
Right.
That dinner table scene.
Pasta! Dinner is prepared!
Nothing in any movie has ever disturbed me so much. Sitting there, like, tied to that chair and her screaming and them just screaming back in her face. Oh, seriously, goosebumps right now. Like, never saw Deliverance. I should watch that. I know that would bother me.
Squeal like a pig.
Watch Sling Blade.
Right, right, potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so those are some movies that we don't like.
Hated it.
Some movies we are not fans of.
There was a lot of tangents here.
I think they got that. Yes, this is the movies we don't like.
Okay, we get it.
So like we said, put it down in the comments below if you guys liked The Purge or disliked The Purge. Put it down below if you guys liked
Us
or disliked Us. You know what? There was a lot of Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Things put up here on the chopping block. Yeah.
No offense, sweetheart.
For different reasons. That's interesting.
This is now a Jordan Peele hate site.
No, but I love Jordan Peele.
This is not a hate site.
I love Jordan Peele. And I love the concepts that he does.
That we love him.
And I think he's a creative genius. And I'm very excited for Nope coming out. Because who knows?
Yeah.
Also, his Twilight Zone. Those were great.
You're traveling through another dimension.
But they canceled that.
They did.
And then he did Candyman.
Yeah, but like I said, I really loved Get Out. That's why I had such high hopes for Us, and then it just disappointed me.
I just thought it was okay. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like, I didn't like
it. You thought it was overhyped.
I just thought it was way overhyped. Kind of like Hamilton.
How dare you!
It's a little overhyped.
Alexander Hamilton.
He'll tell the story of tonight.
Anyway.
Okay, so yes, put down in the comments below if you guys agree with us.
Or if you have something that is very popular that you didn't like that is horror related, put that down in the comments if you feel maybe we missed something or it's actually a movie that we like that you didn't. Jen?
Yeah?
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
All right, here are your car keys. You're allowed to go home now.
Can I eat now?
No. I already ate your snacks. I was hungry.
Now get out!
But thank you, Jen, so much for being here with us today.
Absolutely,
talking about what we didn't like. Keeping the negativity going.
Yeah.
What Talkie Horror does best.
We're positive people that like to bring in the negative.
And also, guys, for our next video... we're actually... Nope.
What are you going to say? Are you going to talk about Stranger Things?
No. Don't talk to me.
I hate myself.
We need to exit. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for the Talkie Horror Podcast Show. We hope you guys like, subscribe, and do all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
Where can you find us, Gabby, on other platforms?
You can listen to us on Anchor, Spotify Podcast, Apple Podcast, and wherever you can hear a podcast.
It's everywhere.
Gabby, what is our Instagram handle?
We are _thetalkiehorrorpodcast_.
That's correct.
Dang, dang.
Anyway, you guys, I am Pina Palmer.
And I'm Grim Grinning Gabby.
And we'll see you next time, creatures.
Bye.
Bye.